Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right. How do I do this? Well, welcome back to another episode of Canode Knows. This week on the show, we got Mickey Fleck. Him and I have, like, briefly talked about doing this for the past couple years, actually, but we made it happen, and pretty sick. I've been a fan of Mickey Fleck since the first video I've seen of him. He has a very unique style, and he's pretty BMX. If there's a scale of one to BMX, he's pretty fucking BMX. And hearing the story about how him and Yama took shit into their own hands and got cameras, and the story about getting deported from America is pretty wild. And talking about that crazy ice pick he did on the ceiling, it's real good. So I'm impressed with his English, I'm impressed with him as a biker, and I'm impressed with him as a human. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Yeah, that's it. Let's get into it. Here's Mickey Fleck. Let's go. Hi, Mickey Fleck.
Hello, man. How are you doing?
How do you actually say your name? Like, are you saying Mickey Fleck da Silva? Mickey Silva da Fleck?
My actual name is Michael Fleck da Silva.
Michael Fleck da Silva.
Because my English accent is not that good, I prefer saying my nickname Mickey, so it's easier and faster, you know?
Yeah, Mickey's a good name. It's easy.
But yeah.
Easy for us white folks to understand, you know? where are you now? What exactly. You been doing? What I mean?
When I was
go ahead.
I'm in Barcelona right now. Is where I grew up and where I live right now. I moved to a house on Monday, so right now I'm chilling, happy as fuck.
Fuck yeah.
And nothing. I'm here right now.
Have you it's the time difference is crazy. It's like 1 p.m. for me. What is it? 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock for you?
Yeah. No, for me, so let me check.
21.
For me, it's, no, 2023.
So that, why do you do military? Is it military time over there where it's 24-hour clock? Is it everybody do that in Barcelona?
Yeah. All Europe, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. What's a day in the life look like for you? Like, what'd you do today? Today's Friday. What'd you get
today,
into?
Today, the boys from United, Harry Mills and Rufus and Jack Simon just got in town. So we went out to film some today, and they're going to be here for a week.
Fuck
so
yeah.
That's the mission.
Sick. Yeah. Dude, Rufus is sick. I like him. I've, you know, never talked to him, but his biking is awesome. All them dudes are awesome. That's badass.
They are impressing me every day more.
Yeah. What made you move to Barcelona? I feel like it's obvious because it's the BMX capital of Europe, it seems like. But how long have you been there, and why'd you move there, and where'd you move there from?
I grew up in Sant Cugat. It's a town nearby because of work of my family. And when I was a kid, I used to go a lot to Brazil. That's why I feel from there, and my whole family is there, you know. And after that, I was in the city, Sant Cugat, and it's super close to Barcelona. So for studying, for doing everything, I would come to Barcelona. And I started riding, and it was lucky enough that I was in the best city in the world for doing it, you know.
That is sick. So, that's amazing. Who was the first homie that you made in Barcelona? And, like, what did you become a roommate with somebody or just find your own spot? How did you decide to live there?
No, I used to live when my first place in Barcelona was with a girl, actually. But I was super connected to the BMX scene. So when I started being with the girl, I would go out riding during the day and just stay the night in Barcelona with the girl. And then go work during the morning, you know, and this was my main day of life, you know, work in the
Yeah.
morning, bike in the afternoon, girl in the night, and keep going.
That's perfect. That's living. That's so good. Hell yeah. Good for you. What was work? Are you still
My
working?
first work, this I'm gonna explain because it's a little bit difficult. Not difficult, but strange. I stopped studying when I was 16, 17. I used to study sports in the mountain and in the water, extreme sports. It was not university, it was like college, you know,
Yep.
like specific studies. So I quit that and I said, fuck it. I want to go to California. It's my dream. When I was a kid, it's my dream. I want to do it. So I'm going to work my ass and go. And I started washing cars as much as I can. You know, I worked in a place where washing cars, while nowadays I'm super friend of the owner and he helps me a lot with this house is from him right now. So I rent to him. So from this relationship, I build up a whole thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I used to work washing cars as much as I can, get the amount of money for the flight and a little bit of food and go to California. That was
Sick.
my main part when I was a little lot younger, like 16 or 17.
That's awesome. Good for you. That's badass. And then after washing cars, did you switch jobs? Get a different one
After
now?
watching cars, grateful that the bike riding was enough for living.
Fuck yeah.
So I was 4 years just bike riding, and I'm super happy and grateful for it, for all the brands and for everyone that make it happen. Because on one moment I couldn't keep working and riding, it was too much. I was trying to film a lot, I was trying to work a lot for keeping filming. So I was like, on one moment, I was a bomb and I exploded, you know? So I
Yeah.
said, fuck, I need to choose what I do. I write or I work, you know?
Yeah.
So I talked with the brands and I worked. But now, you know, I'm 25 and last 2 years, I wanted to start doing bigger projects like moving to a house. I wanna do something big in Brazil with I wanna build a big skatepark and stuff in the future. So I started working on events. Why events? Because events I can work and still write. Because events is not work from Monday to Friday. Maybe it's work 20 days straight and then I chill.
Yeah.
And I made my name working a lot and now I'm freelancer. And I have different clients which I work when I'm in town and when I need it.
Events like
So,
event management.
like the Extreme Barcelona, which is a extreme sport event, it has BMX, it has scooter skate.
Yeah.
I'm one of the main builders of it. And for example, the Primavera Sound, which is a music festival, it's huge here. I also work there, so I have contacts for working on the biggest events in Barcelona. What I focus more, sorry, is on extreme sports events and music events.
Fuck yeah, dude. Good for you. That's badass. What do you like when you say you work on the events? What exactly do you do for the events? Are you
I
coordinating?
do
You building?
production. I do production. I do the most of it of the building. This
Cool.
is fucked up, but I like to get my hands black, you know. I like to get dirty. I like
Yeah.
to work. I like to learn about, you know.
Yeah.
So I work doing the building, and it's always with a lot of pressure, you know, because it's like little days for doing a big amount of work. So
Yeah.
I like this, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's
Fuck
like
yeah.
a it's like, can I do it or no? Can I do it, you know?
Yeah.
And then
Work
the money
really, really
comes, you know?
hard for a short period of time. I like that too. Like instead of just sh doing half-ass work for a long period of time, just really hard for this 3 days and then get it done and you feel good. That's bomb.
For example, now I've been in Latin America for nearly 2 months. and before I was in Japan. And before Japan, I worked 70 days straight, 70, like 2 months and 10 days, Saturday, Sunday, everything. But then I went to Japan, Brazil, Chile, and now I got here in my house and I'm chilling, you know.
Yeah, that's sick, dude. Good for you. Yeah, Japan looked really fun. Let's talk about that trip.
It was cool.
Dame? What's it called? It's called Dame or Dame or
It's dame
Dame. Yeah, like
because I'm
gimme
gonna
in
speak.
Spanish?
No, dame it's because it's not allowed in Japanese.
Ah, cool.
So when the security comes, he does like this and say dame, 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 you know.
Sick. Oh, yeah. How long
And
were you
because it
there?
happened 1 month.
How did that come to be an idea? Like, how did you decide, okay, I want to go to Japan? How do you know it's going to be with Fernando? And was there a plan? Just tell me all about the trip.
This comes from long time ago, and I got deported from the United States 2 years ago, I think. And I got deported, which means that I cannot go in a long time, which I don't know, but maybe it's 10, 20 years.
Shit.
And because this happened, I had to change my plans. Because I was going 3 times a year to California, and suddenly they tell me that I cannot go more. And in California, I had my filmer, I had the place to stay, so it was really easy to be
Yeah.
productive. And now, fuck, I cannot go there. I need to go to a place with a filmer. It becomes a big, it's double of work now, you know?
Yeah.
So with Jauma, one day we sat down and we said, okay. We really need to do it by ourselves. We bought a camera, I bought the computer, we bought everything that we need, and we started going to Brazil, Argentina, all of this, doing jumps, riding, filming, you know.
Fuck yeah.
And on 1 point, Fernando was coming with us, and then we got the offer for going to Japan, and we said, fuck it, it's cold because it was like 0 degrees every day, you know. And
Where?
fuck, I have.
In Japan it was
In
cold?
Japan,
Oh shit.
yes.
Okay.
And I'm not used to cold, I hate cold, you know, and you need to
Yeah.
ride at nighttime, so it's even colder, you know,
Yeah.
and it's far. But with them, we make it work perfect,
Yeah.
honestly.
That's badass, dude. You're doing it on your own and got the gear and figured it out. What can I ask what got you deported? Did you kill somebody? Just kidding.
No, I just murdered some skaters. No, I'm joking. It's because last time we were there, we helped some people to work, so we made a little bit of money, and we were there with the tourist visa. And that plus that we were going a lot and they didn't really trust us, that we had the money and stuff, it all make a big scene for them say, no, you stay here.
Whack. Sorry, that
Honestly,
sucks.
it was quite fucked up because you know when you are in a when you're in school and teacher tells you, you did this and you know that you didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah.
This is what my feeling was, you know, like it was like I just come to ride bikes here and have fun and smoke weed, you know? And you're
Yeah.
telling me I cannot come. Not
Yeah.
my mother and my father tells me what I can do, and a cop is telling me, you know? And
Yeah.
he was even speaking to me in Spanish, which is more fucked up even, you know? Fucked
Oh
up.
shit.
That's
Well, shit. I don't know. Hopefully you can get it fixed quick. 'Cause yeah, I think California's better when you're there. That's dope. Shit.
I will make it back. There's no one that tells me what I can do, what not.
I
So I'm
like
not worried about
that.
this.
Man, you had the craziest year, 2023, as far as BMX videos go. How many full videos? Six? And then jams and everything? But like,
I think six.
six
Yeah,
video
I
parts in a
think like
year is
six or
nuts.
seven, yeah.
That's pretty, and they're all good too. It's pretty sick, dude. Yeah, I don't even know what to ask
It's
about
what
that.
I
Good
have.
job, is what I'm saying.
It's Thank you. Like this is what I have fun doing it, you know?
Your footage always
It's
looks
been
like you're having fun.
a little bit difficult to manage how to make as much videos, post them, what the brands will say, which video is gonna be for who. But on the end, I feel super proud and grateful, you know. It's a lot of work, but it's the only way I can do memories of my life, you know. And if I do a trip, that's why I like doing 1 month trip, because if I do a 1 month trip and I film a video with 20 clips, you know, maybe in 10 years I will see this and I will say, remember when I was 24 and I went to Brazil and it was blah blah blah, and then I will see the clip and I will say, remember that day that after that we went to that bar, you know. That's why I do it. It's because if not, I'm gonna forget of everything I did, you know.
For real. I wish I had a video for every month of my 20s, 'cause it's all a blur. Just But that's a good attitude to have. Yeah, were you tell me about like the beginnings. I guess I want to ask you like how you got into writing and all that shit, but when it got to a point where you got sponsored, did it feel like, "Oh shit. Cool, somebody tell me what to do now?" Or has it always been DIY, like do it yourself type of shit?
Honestly,
Who coached you?
look, when I was a kid, I'm the luckiest kid ever that my big brother was Eric Sands. I don't know if you know him.
No. It sounds familiar.
And he's a dude that he used to write for Federal, and he's super familiar with the common crew guys, and he's like known for one of the post of Barcelona, you
Okay,
know.
yeah.
And he really teach me when I was a kid how to the point of view, you know, like how to have fun and not be a hungry kid.
Sick.
Exactly that, you know.
Yeah.
So when this happened, I was a kid that I used to play soccer, and I used to play for a really good school here in Barcelona. Maybe not one of the best, but really good, you know. So I had a really disciplined, I'm a really disciplined people for riding and for doing anything, you know. I have discipline. So this helps me a lot for my riding, because the riding is a freestyle. It's like you can do whatever you want, you know. But I take it into a discipline thing, which it makes me be have the ideas a lot more clear, and then be able to film that much, you know.
Yeah.
And since I got the brand, I make it my own. Here I never had people that write for the same brands as I do. So I did it always on my own. And when I went to California, there's not United Riders. There is Primo Riders, but I went first as a United Rider.
Yeah.
So I went and there and stuck on my own in any van I could, with any brand, which they were talking only from their brand, and I was a leader corner right there, a United kid, you know,
Yep.
from Europe, Brazilian, you know.
There's that United kid again.
And
He's here.
on my own, and this strategy, or the way I did it worked for myself, you know, because I had fun.
Yeah.
It came natural, everything, you know.
Yeah, that's
Like
great.
Ian Morris, which is the my manager in United and in Ennis, and Rich Hirsch in Primo. They really helped me because they support what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
They didn't tell me what to do straight away. I told them, I want to do this, and maybe they told me, maybe this is a good idea, but do it this way. And I think, this way, my way, let's go half, you know.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And with their help, it always worked. But I'm still have the same mindset that when I tell you, like, Eric Sands made me a biker, you know. I
Yeah.
didn't change nothing.
How did you first link up with Ian Morris with United?
I went to a invitational the no, I went to the forgetting a place.
Hold on, you cut out. And we're back. Technical difficulties. You know, it's kind of crazy that I'm interviewing you and we're this far apart. It's pretty awesome. But you were talking about Ian Morris and how you first linked up with United.
Yes, I linked up in a competition in Souls for going to Battle of Hastings because my dad is English, so I was there for family and I saw this event was going in and I said, why not? I go, you know. I was that crazy kid with a broken bike riding anything I could, you know.
Hell yeah. That's dope. Tell me about the broken bike and then tell me about that first time at Battle of Hastings.
Like, I don't know, you can see that my riding is maybe not the softer, you know. So when I, and before it was worse, you know. So I had always two front wheels, for example. I had two front wheels for 3 years, and I would break one, mend one, using the other one, the same with the other one, and I end up like 1 week, 1 week, 1 week. So I was riding a 21.8 frame, I think, that Trevor Siglock gave me when he came to Barcelona, because like this happened, a lot of people came and they would give me their old parts because they would see that my bike was done, you
Like,
know.
oof, yeah. Good. The homie hookup bike, dude. I love that. And then what happened at the contest? Ian came up to you or what?
No, a full man came up to me, talk a little bit, and I remember that Ian came to me also, and he told me, you know, who you ride for? I remember. And I said, honestly, I ride for myself, you know? And he said, fire, so maybe I can support you, you know? I said, perfect.
Sick.
And he told me, I told him that tomorrow my plane leaves at 1 in midday, and he told me it's okay. You can come by in the morning for picking up the new bike. And fuck,
Damn.
I was a kid, you know. I was like, what? A new bike?
Yes, dude.
Then I went there, and I remember, you know, picking up the bike straight from the computer with him. Like, what do you want? You know. And I was like, whoa.
Sick, dude. That's crazy. That's a magical moment. I love that.
Honestly, I didn't even know what I wanted. I didn't even know of like geometry and stuff, you know. I was like,
Yeah.
man, I rode what I had, you know.
Yeah, you just figure it out, make it work. I've never really paid attention to geometry. Like, you just get used to whatever bike you're on, and then it kind of shit works, you know?
Yes, exactly. But like now, it's all about geometry, you know.
Yeah, steep forks for nose manuals. I don't even know. Long top tubes, short back ends. I like long pegs. I don't like short pegs.
I don't like bike nowadays, but this is my opinion, you know.
It's what it is. You're on steel pegs, huh?
Yes, I'm on two pegs.
Two metal pegs, not plastics. That's a good
Not.
man. Good man, dude. You love it. I respect a good steel-pegged man. That's a weird phrase.
And metal pedals also, because I think I don't have anything from plastic in my bike.
Fuck yeah. You would break it too fast.
Yes.
What was it like for you early on riding? Like, how'd you, let's talk about that. How'd you get into it? What was the first shit you learned? Where were you? And like, what videos did you see that you were like, oh shit, I want to do that?
Like, you know, in Brazil, there's a really big passion for motorbikes and bikes when you are a kid, because obviously you cannot have a motorbike, you know? So my family has a lot of passion to motorbikes, but unfortunately there's been a lot of accidents and bad things because of this. So my family on the first moment had a lot of was super scared, you know. But it become because where I used to live with my homie, I used to play football in a place that the skate park was on the side, you know. And while I couldn't play football, I would just go to the skate park. And then one day I had a scooter for a little time, you know, just the city's scooter, until I asked it for a bike to my dad's. We with the help of Eric Sands, which I tell you, and Guille Leon, that is another homie, I got the bike super cheap, like for 100 euros, you know. It
Nice.
is nothing. And from there I started.
Fuck yeah. What did you want to learn first?
I was great in my local park. It was like a little street section with the classic flat rail and stuff, but there is a good half pipe, wood half pipe. So when I was a kid, my thing was, let's see how big can I do the air today, you know?
Sick.
And there was a tree, and I remember today I touched the tree with the feet, you know, in the air. Let's see
Yeah.
tomorrow if I can hit it with here, with the chest, you know,
Yeah.
and everything bigger.
That's awesome. How I'm picturing a small half pipe and you're just
Yeah,
learning how to boost.
the classic wood half pipe, it's, I
Yeah.
don't know, 2 meters, you know, not that big.
Yeah, that's great. 'Cause it kind of shows like your riding is pretty street and you're doing, grinds and Manny 180s and all that shit, but like then you just roast a quarter pipe or that fucking ice pick you did on the doorway. That was the under ice pick, downside ice pick. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Topside?
I don't know. I called it inside ice pick, but people
Inside
tell me,
ice pick.
like, what?
It's pretty
But
fucking rad, dude. And it was up there, dude. Like looked roast 10 feet ice pick under a thing and then come back down. Talk about that. How was that? It looked like it was a challenge in the video, but tell me about that time.
this has the story. I think this was the same day or the day after, I got 6 stitches in my foot, really big. And we
Damn.
went to this indoor of my homie to chill, the Galpão. And fuck, I had a jam coming with a premiere. 2 day jam, you know. First day was riding in the street, and second day was premiering the skate park and riding the skate park, the indoor. And I built skate parks, so I was, fuck, it's my moment. I'm gonna leave everything ready, you know.
Yeah.
So there's this big landing with, it has two things like this, like a bull, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, fuck, I think that if this, I put it a little bit steeper in the front, you can hit it like a bump and maybe go a little bit higher, you know. And then I started putting wood on the back so it went straight, and I did an air, and I was like, fuck, you can go high. And I was doing just air, and on one air my wheel hit. And I was like, fuck. And then I was with Fernando. Fernando told me, bro, do ice pick. I was like, Fernando, what are you telling me, bro? It is not. There's no way. And then he told me, just hit the wheel again. And I was hitting the wheel and like crashing bad, but just looking that I wouldn't hit my ankle because I had the stitches, you know?
Yeah. That's
And
fucking
then
crazy you're doing that shit with stitches, dude. What the fuck?
on one, it worked.
It worked out pretty damn good, dude. That was awesome.
It did go.
Yeah,
I'm
man,
surprised.
that one, there's a couple that really stick out to me. Like that clip sticks out, obviously. It's fucking amazing. And then towards the end of, I don't know what it's called, Manteo or something, I think, but United video, and you do a pedal grind across long flat ledge, and then it goes gung, 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 down at the end, and I was just like, that's so sick, dude. Was that
This
a
was the dinner time of work.
dinner time of work? You hit that?
I was working, and the filmer told me, I'm around here if you want. And I was the boss of that work, and I was like kind of saying, I can't, but I maybe can tell this girl is helping me here, that if he can watch out, you know. And then she told me, yes, for sure. And it was super chilling event, you know. I was just there if in case something happened.
Yeah.
And I can I go to it really fast. And I went running to that spot. It was like, I don't know, I got the metro and everything far away. I went with the homie, and I was like, fuck. And there was a scooter homie made Fivel, and he went in the stairs.
Sick.
And I would just smoke it once, saying it would be sick to do Fibel and ta 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 ta. Then I
Yeah.
tried Fibel and I said, no, Fibel doesn't work. Then I did crank and I went down one and I was like, oh, maybe you can go like jumping, you know? Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Now it's like 3 times, you know?
Worked. It looked crazy 'cause like you were in a different position. Like you're in the crank on just the regular ledge and it's like you're chilling and then when you go down it's just yeet, you know, and just fucking hang on. It's so sick.
I just thought, hang on, and nothing happened. And I didn't even fall that hard. It was cheating, honestly.
It's beautiful spot
It, sometimes
use.
it works too.
Sometimes
Sometimes it
what?
works.
Yeah. Sometimes it does
Sometimes it
work.
works, you know?
That grind in particular is kind of, I think I called it. Was talking to Dakota Roche on here and I said, let's talk about the 2021 grind. And I said, the Mickey Fleck grind. Because that was the year 2020, 2021. Everybody started doing the grind that you were doing, the front pedal crank arm. And it just blew up. Everybody started doing it. Who do you see doing that grind that you like seeing that do that grind?
This is Jaume, my man. We were in
Yama.
that case one day, and you know, I have a problem that when I like one thing, I don't stop doing it. And it's with, you know, that's why I don't drink beer and I don't drink wine, you know, because if I like it, I wouldn't stop, you know.
Yeah.
Happens with everything, with dusters, with everything, you know. So one day I learned this and I say, fuck, this is a new fever. I can go as fast as I want and just stick on, you know.
Yep.
Learn it. And Yama tell me, this is the worst thing I did never.
I
But yeah,
don't know if I've ever
it's
done
like,
one. I'll try one this weekend in honor of Mickey.
it's fun. It's fun. But I need to say that all these tricks, old school people done
Oh yeah.
everything.
Yeah, of course. It's weird how that works. Like it disappears. Like the old school dudes did it, 90s, early 2000s, and then it disappears for like 10 years, and then it comes back, and now it's hot, and then it'll disappear again soon, you know, whenever that is. But it's all a cycle. Shit comes and goes. Like crank flips were really popular at the beginning, like during late 90s, early 2000s, even a little bit later. But then crank flips disappear. And then all of a
Now they
sudden,
come.
2012, 2000, yeah, 2012, crank flips come back hard, and everybody's flicking them, and their feet go way out here and shit. It's crazy how
And
that
this
shit works.
is, they always make a little update on it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Add a little steez to it. The old crank flips are just, and the new crank flips are da. What do you see coming back? What are people not doing right now that you could see coming back?
I don't know, but I would love dusters. Imagine
Yeah,
everyone.
dude. That's another one that stuck out. You did a fucking bar to duster down a rail in the Dame video. Well done, dude. Fucking so sick.
I love seeing
Yeah,
it. Oh.
who's the first person you saw do a duster?
No one.
What do you mean, no one? You just invent it to yourself?
But I'm not a guy that watch videos, you know. So
Never
I
just,
never.
yeah, you just figured it out.
This came with Jaume and Stefan in Cali.
Nice.
I got fed up. I was doing back pedal crank arm and I had 4 pegs and I didn't want to do switch ice pick because everyone does switch ice pick 180, you know.
Yeah.
Like everyone goes to a rail and does over switch pegs 180, you know.
Yep.
So why not giving it another click and
Yeah.
doing over back pedal 180, you know?
So good. You did that in a line at a jam, I think. You did something manual, feeble or pedal grind to 180 duster to Indian, and I was just like, God damn, so good and fast. Yeah, dusters are sick. It makes me think of DBG, David Grant.
One mic for me is legend of dusters.
Say
Just
who?
the way he does it, you know?
Who?
Mad Mike
Mad Mike. Fuck yeah.
and David Grant also, and Van Homan for sure. But on my particular opinion, personal, of the way that Mad Mike does a single duster is.
Fuck yeah. Shout out Mad Mike. I got to see him do They did that X Games thing at Ringcon, the San Diego
Over
school.
done, yeah.
Yeah, dude, over Duster done it, and he had to battle for it. Like, it took him a minute, and he
People
just
need
kept
to
eating
know
shit. It was
how
sick.
fucked up is to do an overduster. It's fucked up. I did one the other day. It's fucked up. Like, you don't know what is gonna go on your bike first, you know?
Yeah, for real, it's just send it. That's Mad Mike, dude. And then after the shit, Mad Mike is just cool as fuck. Yo, what's
I
up?
never met him straight away. I would
Yeah.
love.
Fuck yeah. How we doing on time? When do you have to go? We're chilling. We got another half hour if you
Chilling.
want. What else do I want to know about Mickey? So we kind of talked about the beginnings, then getting with United. I'm curious about the connection with Rich and Primo, how that came about.
This
How'd you
was
get?
in California. I knew Stefan. I was with Kobe and he was Stefan, and we all came along. And since that, honestly, it's been a big thing, you know, because I think that when I got in Primo, the only rider in Europe was Jordan Aleppo, you know, and I tried to make a connection with them, you know, and now we have Jaume, Anthony Perrin in the team, we have Mini, Matilda Agoisti. And for the future, this is gonna make a thing, you know.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, I got to meet Rich way back in the day, and Booty Groceries is the shit. Love Stefan. How did you link up with Stefan?
Just in Cali, I link up with him because of the house, and we were super close by. And since the first day we started filming, we knew that something was going on. And honestly, shout out to him because my best times in California were with him. And my best memories, as I told you, that are my videos, are also with him and Justin also. But with Stefan, I had a lot of times, crazy times there, you know, because I was alone out there for 3 months. Maybe some family shit was going on in my house and I was there with him and I didn't want to go back. And he was like my main, you know.
Yeah, he's the homie. Cool fucking guy. That's dope. And like, it's so crazy to think about the first time coming to California and just being on your own and not really having a plan. Just like, I'm gonna go to California. And
Then
then
because
what?
of what Wes told me, come, you can stay with me, and I went.
Nice. He was living at the six, right?
Yes, the six is in my heart.
The six what?
It's in my heart.
Yeah, dude. It's a good spot. So then, you know, Tony and everybody that was living at the six, fucking officially gone biking.
I know, I know.
Yeah, that chapter of BMX was sick, swinging by the
Look, the
six.
thing that I was, now I'm a little bit more mature, you know, but back then I was like a 19 or 20-year-old kid with another mentality totally different, you know, that I went there and a lot of things I would not understand, you know, like the way of BMX lifestyle out there, I wouldn't understand. And they were the ones that told me, look, this is like this, you know. Or I had problems that maybe I would have to cook every day because I wouldn't have the money for eating it outside every day. And they would be there, you know, for helping me and stuff.
Yeah.
Then I know that a lot of people wouldn't do this for me. So I definitely went to the good spot, you know, which is
Fuck yeah.
difficult.
It's lucky that you got to go there first and get the West invite. That's special. So tell me more
Yes.
about the difference. How were you when you were 19 and 20? What were you thinking? And then what did they tell you?
Like I didn't know about the industry, you know, nothing. So I was just a kid having fun on my bike, trying to film. So as I told you, I didn't change to have memories of it, you know, to record that moment. And if you record a lot of moments, you have a big history, you know. And that history, when 20 years later I see it, I will remember a lot of things, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe not even photos can give me this because
Right.
my videos have a lot of work on the back, you know, and every video have an objective. It's for someone or for something. So that's a moment of my life, you know.
Fuck yeah.
So this happened, and this is a thing that was big for me, you know. When I was in California, my dad suffered a problem, and he's okay nowadays, and nothing happened. But I was so far away, and I got super scared, you know.
Yeah.
So fuck, I don't know how to do, how to put my energy out, if it was riding, if it was smoking, if it was chilling, you know. And I would ride, and I would crash so hard, you know.
Yeah.
The boys helped me out to relax and make it my way, you know, because I have here my big home is like Jaume, Mauro, and blah blah blah, which when this happens, they are with me and they know how to deal with it. But when you are with new people and this happens, it's really difficult, you know,
Yeah.
because you don't know about him. It's like
That's good
difficult to.
homies. It's a good, like, it's almost bonding to go through serious shit when you're with new people, you know? And that's the cool thing about it. I think everybody's got their shit. Everybody has, like, especially if you spend 2, 3 weeks with people, like the fun times are cool and it starts off all nice and bubbly and what's up, what's up, you know? But then like shit gets real after a little while and that's when you get to see what a person's like, you know?
This is BMX, and this is all my trips. You know, I go to Latin America. I only stay with locals. I never go to Airbnb. I adapt. Shit happens. They know. I know about them, you know.
Yeah.
And you trust me, you get a lot of experience and knowledge about life, you know.
Fuck yeah, you do. That's awesome. You were talking about your videos and memories. Right now, if you had to pick one that feels most special to you, what video of yours do you like?
I can't
I
pick
can't
one.
pick one. It's my children. I can't pick a favorite child.
It's too difficult, but is everything is a different thing for me, you know? But I don't know.
What
The
about
what I like how it came out a lot for what it was. It was the last video I did for Ennis because I filmed it in 9 days and the video is 8 minutes long, and I put the we did the credit with Mateo for make it be emotional, and I think it really felt that for people, you know.
you filmed I Told You to Do It in 9 days? Sheesh. That's crazy.
But I totally have a lot of projects that I love, videos. But I think my favorite one is gonna be this year because I'm having a special video which is not riding only, and I'm putting a lot of work on this.
Okay, tell me about it. What's going on? What are you gonna do?
It's gonna be something that that riders cannot show in a video part, you know? So it's gonna be my point of view of life and how I really do it and why I think I make it different, not because of the writing, if not because of my lifestyle, you know?
Yeah, cool. I'll watch that. That's bomb.
And this is in the works, and this year is coming, you know.
Sick. It's fun to pick favorites. I know you don't have one, but who would be your favorite filmer to work with?
Difficult, man. Difficult
Know,
question.
because you can say I love them all, but pick one.
But it's difficult to answer because it's difficult to balance what is the product and how much fun you had filming the product. But I think that having that balance, I love Justin Benjamin. Works
Hell yeah.
because he really knows me, and I think that a video part needs to show how the person is, you know.
Yeah.
And this language is a super difficult language that is super difficult to understand in videos, you know, But when it's there, the video feels special, you know?
Yep, big time. Justin's really good.
And
And
I think that point of view for selecting what type of editing, which song, which transition, and blah, blah, blah for making the video for that.
fuck
For
yeah.
that guy.
Yeah, I like Justin's shit, dude. He's come a long way and he's just stays doing it. I'm excited to see what he's working on with his deliverables project. That should be cool.
Hopefully, I will be there.
Fuck yeah.
I love Justin, man. For this, I'm sad of the deportation, man.
I bet.
I
Yeah.
had a good friends out there, you know.
Yeah. What else? You do a bunch of scary shit. What's been the scariest shit that you've done in the past couple of years, trick-wise? And off the bike too. I'm curious.
I don't know, but what I tell you that I'm not scared when I ride that much. I'm more scared about what I have to do tomorrow, you know.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
And now I'm a rider and a worker, you know. And my work is super important, and I need to stand up for it, and it's super hard, you know. So what I'm scared is not being able to continue of my life tomorrow, not being able to ride and maybe go work. First ride, you know, for sure. But I need to work for making the projects I love doing and for everyone that tells me they love it, you know?
Yeah. That's a good mindset to have. I would, can we trade? Can I have your brain? I want to be not scared.
Difficult group. I tell you, this last year it was a little bit too much for me. When I was not driving, I was working, and my work is physical work, you know.
It's exhausting.
But fuck, now I finished the year. I got in a house, which living in Barcelona in a house is fucked up. It's like it's an opportunity, you know.
Yeah.
And like all of this make give me something, you know. Same as riding. I work because I want it and because I look for something that is having fun, and the having fun make have fun a lot of people. And this makes me proud, you know.
Fuck yeah. You're spreading fun.
I go everywhere I go on trips, I make a jump, you know. I already make jumps in Mexico, Argentina, in Brazil. I made already like four in Chile. Now this one was crazy. In Chile was crazy. This last month was
Tell me
crazy.
about it.
Like the Latin American passion for bikes is totally different, you know. They really love what they're doing because if not, they wouldn't spend so much time of their life working for a bike. You need to think that for buying a bike in Brazil, for example, it's 1 year of salary, maybe, you know.
Damn. Yeah.
So when they ride, they love it, and that is hectic. For example, in Brazil last year, I made a jump of 2 days. You know, first day was a street jump. The level was crazy, the spot's crazy, and the second day was in the skate park and indoor, and then a premiere of six videos. I had two, and there four of homies about there, and people were more grateful than me than to his mom for having him, you know. Like they would come to me and Mickey, really, thank you for coming and making this, you changing. And man, when they say this to you, it
Yeah,
totally, you
dude.
know, it just say you feel I'm doing something right, you know.
Fuck yeah, you
And
are.
all the jumps we throw, we get support. Look, now I started with Fernando Dirty Swing, and we get support from Dick, sometimes from United. But the amount of money that we put from our pockets is crazy, you know, like people will not imagine the amount of money you need to put for the people that is helping you, for the prize money, for making t-shirts, for making stickers, for the 3 days planning the route, for paying the food for everyone, and all of this, you put it up and you say, fuck, I could go on another trip, but
Yeah.
no, let's do this, you know.
Fuck yeah. That's got to feel good. I want to
I
do
have.
that too, man. That's great. So good.
Really, really.
When was your first jam that you threw, and how was it? Where was it?
Well, I think I always did first like little jumps in Barcelona, you know, like for the BMX day and stuff, but only little. But the first one big I had was in Mexico with Jaume, because we had to, when it was COVID times, we had to go to Mexico for 16 days and then to the States for the COVID stuff. And so we did one in Mexico and we thought it was gonna be small, and suddenly everyone started pulling up from all Mexico, like 400, 500 riders.
Fuck yeah. Damn, dude. That's.
And Joma and I were like, okay, we need to get more money out. And we went, got more money, and the jump was crazy. It was raining in a spot that it was like a ice skate floor. And people were doing manual 180, you know.
Danger.
It was crazy, man. I couldn't believe it.
That's awesome. Manual 180s, dude. You have very unique manual 180s. How the way you land manual 180s, manual, and then what you fucking why do you do that?
Because I mean, I saw Mauro, it is one friend, doing it on upper rail, big manual, and then you know when you go rail right and boom, you pull up.
Yep.
I said, this is fire. And since
Yeah.
then, I always do it like this. It's,
It's
I
fire,
don't
dude. I'll tell you that. It's so sick to watch.
it's natural, I swear.
Yeah, I believe you. It's fucking
Because
awesome. It's unique. It's nobody does them like you.
I'm impulsive, you know? So when I'm there on the manual, I say, rah!
Yeah. Jam, scary shit. I did. I'm so stoked on you throwing jams. That's fucking incredible. Travel the world, bring people together.
Stop doing this.
That's
Now I want to
beautiful.
be a UBD. I want to film all the world and put it together.
Yeah, dude.
But this
Do you have any goals right now for this year? Jams,
year
goals in general?
maybe I do an Asia trip with the Motobunka crew. I'm looking, I don't know.
Did you say
But what I
Russia?
want, no, I
Oh,
Asia
okay,
trip.
gotcha. Yeah.
But what I want to do most is do the documentary good and keep going the movement I got with the jams, you know.
Yeah.
Because what I experienced last time in Chile and in Brazil and stuff, I cannot explain in words, you know. But see a girl jumping a 10-stair set out from nowhere is fucked up. And then there's so many things, you know. Then I do a premiere in a skate park, and all the homies are down to help me, you know. And one homie is getting ready everything with wood for the premiere. The other one is putting the lights down of the road. It's like, imagine a crazy scene on the moment, you know. The
Yeah.
other one is putting on the generator, the other one bringing a big speaker on a big van, and the people is getting crazy, you know. People is throwing beers, everything. And now I say, fuck, I need to seat everyone for watching the premiere. How I'm gonna do this? I thought
Yeah.
maybe I don't. And I said to one guy, shall we do the premiere? And he said, hey, everyone, sit down. 5 minutes, people was chilling, everyone like little kids like this, you know. And I was like,
Yeah.
fuck.
That's rad, dude. I think about that with premieres and jams and like exactly that of like how do I get these people to chill and just sit and watch a video,
And I
but
have my computer, everything on the table, and people throwing beers and stuff. And I was like, damn. I don't know if I put my computer, I had my hard drive, and I was like, oh, why did I even put
what camera do you have?
a Panasonic P2. I have
Panasonic
to.
P2.
The HBX. I don't know. I'm
Oh
super bad
yeah.
with big one.
Panasonic, because the P2 is the card, right? Yeah. Panasonic. You have an HVX then. Yeah. That's
Yeah,
cool.
sorry.
That's a good one. That's the fucking HDVX, you know?
Maybe.
What are you editing on?
On Premiere, but I'm
My
shit at
guy.
editing.
Nah, you're good. You just put the clips in and put some music in this editing, you know? That's all it is. Fucking
When Mateo comes, he edits, and I see the how he does it, and I'm like, fuck.
It is like a sport, you know? You can get real fast and good.
Yeah, just
That's dope. Fucking A, man.
if I have something to say, I say that fuck, that maybe the industry is not having the best moment now, and as a rider, everything it can be difficult, you know, but fuck, I work, everyone do what it can, and because of love, we make it go, you know. And I don't want to kids or anyone think that everything is fully paid or that we are like, I don't know, that maybe they think, no, he goes to Japan and then straight to Brazil, but I work it as anyone could work it, you know?
Yeah.
And it is super important. And like, fuck, then filming and stuff like Instagram, all of this, you really need to be conscious of what you're doing, you know. For example, with Instagram nowadays, I'm trying to be a lot of more chilling and silent, you know, because why register in a moment? As I tell you, I'm registering moments. I feel that all the moments I register in Instagram are not real. Like they are real, but they're not gonna last in long time. It's a short period of time, you know. So I like working on things for a long time. That's why I moved to my house now, to stay here a lot of time, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I started riding, and I said I want to ride bikes because I know that I'm gonna ride bikes till I die, you know.
Fuck yeah. Hey, I always think that I'll probably be able to 180 when I'm 65 years old. No big deal. We'll still get it.
I move here because I'm gonna do skate park, you know, and the skate park is gonna adapt to my age. When I'm 50, I'm gonna do a skate park that maybe if I can drop and just do a little bump, it's gonna make me funny. It's gonna make me happy,
Yeah,
you know.
fuck yeah. But I like what you're saying about the industry's not having the best time ever, and it's kind of up to us to keep the hype alive for BMX, because the hype is real, the passion's there. It's just like the industry is having a hard time right now.
Will come back, but now
Yeah.
it's really difficult, man. I tell you, I didn't had really bad moments, but fuck, when I'm working, I say, fuck, I really would like to be not doing another thing, or if the industry was better, maybe I shouldn't even do this, you know. But we're still doing it, still out there, and we will not stop doing it, you know.
Fuck yeah, that's the spirit. I was talking to somebody who knows the industry, and they're talking about why it happened. Like COVID happened, and then all the bike companies were like, okay, let's chill, see what happens. And then everybody wanted bikes because of COVID, so they went and bought all the bikes. And so all the bike companies were like, oh shit, we gotta fucking get more stock into all the bike shops. And so they just dumped a bunch of money into getting more stock, and then the demand went down. And then it's just been chilling. And so, like, there different companies apparently are like selling for less than cost for it's just a rough time for bike companies right now, which just sucks, you know? But I don't know, it's an interesting problem.
What you said about the tar companies selling a lot cheaper and stuff, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, you know. Shout out to the local shops and the people that who keeps it real, because fuck all the big entities and big people that not represent us, you know.
Yeah, you gotta support the local bike shops. Like, if you open a bike shop, it's not because you want to make money. It's especially a BMX shop. You just love BMX and you want to spread it. So, shout out to you. What's your local bike shop in Barcelona?
Got BMX.
What is it?
I cut
The
BMX.
Cut. Yeah, sick. Shout out The Cut.
Shout out to the cut and helping the boys out and making so much for us.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Really.
Barcelona is incredible. I got to go there when I was t 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I went to Barcelona and I got to ride, I think, the plaza that I've seen clips of you. The what's it called? The famous plaza. Yeah, parallel.
Arabic.
Yeah, so good, dude. Yeah, but it's pretty dope city. Just pedaling
That's
from parallel and then you can pedal to the fucking beach with the big old wave shit. It's just unbelievable.
the best.
I'm sure it's how do you feel about living there and like riding everything? You have to like I'm sure you get tired of the spots and you go
I'm
explore new
tired of it,
areas.
but you know, I travel a lot,
Yeah.
and traveling that much makes me appreciate where I live even more, because I go to Japan and fire spots and blah blah blah, but from one spot to the other one, 40 minute pedaling, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck that. And you need to ride in the night. Barcelona is perfect for everything. You have the shop in front, you have the blah 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 on the other side, you have the spot there, the cops come, tell you you need to leave, but you stay there. You know, you film
Yep.
clips there, and you go partying. It's crazy. It's
Is
the best part. You need
is
to.
Nasty Monday still a thing in Barcelona?
I think it changed the name, but it's still running from the same guys. So yes.
You don't party though, do you? You said no beer, no wine. Do you drink at all?
Yes, I drink, but only rum and whiskey.
My guy.
I had a big stop with this.
Yeah.
Because Barcelona is a crazy city, and I used to party a lot.
Yeah.
But 1 year, 1 year and a half, I decided to stop. And I had 1 year with no partying and no drinking, no nothing. And these last days, I've been drinking a little bit on the trips, but on another mood, totally different mood. On Japan, I party, but it's different the mood I party with Fernando and stuff in Japan, that the mood you have in Barcelona, where I know everyone and stuff. So in Barcelona, I kind of stop partying because it's just too much, you know. If I want to keep riding, working and stuff, partying kills me.
Oh
You
yeah, it's
know,
fucked. It's crazy.
I'm not a 19-year-old kid anymore, you know.
Exactly. The older I
But
got,
back in
the more the hangovers lasted. Like I'd drink one night and then I'm fucked for 2 days, 3 days. Like I'm not normal. And it's
You have more responsibilities and stuff. It's not like when I was a kid, maybe I would party and the next day I would do nothing, you know?
yeah,
Maybe
exactly.
I party the next day, you need to do just something, but that something makes you go out of the house, wake up early, maybe, you know?
Yep.
So you need to decide what you want to do. And I decided I want to focus in right and stuff. So, like
That's
today
it.
is right now. Right now is Friday and I'm going to stay home, you know?
Yeah, good for you.
And in Barcelona, oh, right now is popping.
I bet. Shit. Yeah, it's party time. It feels good to not for a while, especially. Like your body starts feeling good after a month of not drinking and
My family told me always, which is true, that during the night, nothing good happens.
same here. My dad said the same shit. Yeah.
You know, you can have fun, you can this, but nothing good happened. And during the day, but I really need to say that I like the nightlife, but maybe not partying in a club or in a bar anymore. I like being with the homies, with the bikes, going to one place, going to another, maybe one guy ride, maybe the other one film. I sit, I chill, I smoke, maybe I ride after
Yeah.
3 a.m. everyone leaves. Summer, when it's summer and it's hot, this lifestyle I love.
Me
But this is
too.
not damaging you anything, you know.
Yeah. Like Sunday, I just had some beers with the boys. We put our bikes down and sit around a table behind a building, drink two beers, and then go on our day. It's fucking perfect. Just kick it. It's pretty great.
You do the same as when you started riding and you feel a kid every day, you know.
Yeah, big time. What else, dude? Wait, this is fun. I'm glad we're doing it. I wasn't sure how good your English was gonna be. You got good English, you know?
My accent is shit, but my
Your accent is
English
fine.
and everything.
Let's see. Well, I literally every episode. All right. We did scariest, we did proudest. We did advice for what's advice for young hungry kids?
That they don't gonna get anywhere with hungriness, with the hungry. If you're hungry, you're not gonna get anywhere because When they're hungry, they expect something that BMX is not gonna give you. BMX is gonna give you happiness, reality, blah blah, life, experience, traveling, but it's not gonna make you a millionaire, you know? There's
Yep.
one millionaire, Nigel Sylvester, but there's one, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta talk to Nigel. How do we make millions, dog?
Not the objective, you know,
No, of
because I
course.
only have one old video saying this same thing. When you, or at least me, when I started riding, I didn't even knew that you could win money with BMX, and I still ride every day, rode every day, and killed myself, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do the same right now. It's because I love doing it, and I'm grateful that I can get something from it. But if the next days I don't get it, I'm gonna still be the same that I am right now, you know?
Yeah, that's beautiful. And that's kind of what it should be slash has to be,
I
you
could
know?
not explain what the crazy things I lived on the bike and not riding, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Just traveling. Oh, you travel a
Then,
lot. What's a good piece of advice for people traveling? What's a little travel trick that you've learned while you've traveled? Or like a
adapt
rule?
to the culture as much as you can and respect it.
Nice. That's a good rule.
Even if you don't understand, if it's like this, it's because they think like this, you know? And this is very important
Yeah.
to respect, you know? Because I went to some places, for example, I tell you this, I'm a little bit weed smoker, you know, so I went to Japan where you cannot smoke and it's super difficult. And I adapt. I didn't went there and try to be the crazy. No, I adapt. And you can only ride in the night, so you can only ride in the night. You're not gonna be a fucking idiot with a security guard, you know, 60-year-old security guard. So don't think that because being a BMXer you're a gangster or anything like that, because we
You're
are
not.
from, we are
Yeah.
just, I said, like go like riding and then have a different lifestyle than most of the people, you know.
Fuck yeah. That's really good advice. Where else? Give me another example of culture being super different besides Japan. Where else can you think of?
But in Latin America, for example, in Brazil, I feel like home, you know, but when I'm there with Fernando or with a lot of people, with Mateo that I was now, you know, he came with me and he has a big camera and stuff. It's dangerous, yes. But if you're scared in life, you don't do nothing, you know. You need to be scared and knowing what you can do and what not. And for example, I went to very, very sketchy places in Latin America and stuff. And because I follow this rule of knowing how you need to do things and what you can say and what you cannot say, or if you can talk or not talk, nothing happened to me, you know?
Yeah. Damn.
And this is really important, you know? One time I nearly go to jail in Brazil, and this was a limit situation, you know? Was corruption with police and stuff, and I was the one that they got, you know? So these things happen when you travel a lot, you know, like me, I got deported and this happened with the police. All of this is part of the game. But if you stay in your house, in your sofa, nothing is gonna happen. That for sure, you know.
Yeah.
So taking the risk always gives shit, you know, always, man.
So if I go to Latin America, I'm gonna call you. I need Mickey with me. Hold it
Call me.
down. Yeah.
Call me.
Fuck
Because
yeah.
maybe I cannot take you to the straight places, but I can find someone that can take us, you know.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You cannot say, no, I have family in Brazil, I'm Brazilian, I go to Chile, I go to Argentina, and I'm chilling, I'm the king. No, bro, you need to relax, you know, because,
Stay
and even here,
humble.
you know, you need to, no, I have family in Brazil, in Barcelona. I'm no, bro. You need to chill in Barcelona because anything can happen, the same that happens there, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe not with a gun, but with a knife. And
The world's fucking dangerous.
this is what I need to say, that street riding, we are always in the street, and sometimes you think that no, nothing can happen, but Better have ice in the back, you know?
Yeah, big time. Especially in like nighttime, downtown, certain cities, it can get pretty sketchy. Just in America, it can get sketchy. I can't even imagine in Brazil. Like I have no clue. It's crazy.
And
You know what I want
I
to ask? What happened to your hair? Why don't you have big hair anymore, huh?
love it, but I just said, okay, I need to change, you know?
Fuck yeah. New chapter. It feels good.
I don't know, man. I had a lot of problems also because of judging, you know, but fed up, honestly.
Yeah. Like,
And
ah,
one
this guy's a bum.
I thought I was normal, you know, and I was like, fuck. Then I
Yeah.
want to have a change, you know. As I told you last year, I went through a change. So on the last part of the change, I said, fuck it. I can't do that.
Bzz, change complete. It's good to like do something and start fresh, you know? It's like, all right, new me.
Exactly.
Let's see, anything else before I ask you Mount Rushmore? Do you know what Mount Rushmore is?
No.
Mount Rushmore is a statue here in America with four presidents on it. And so if I say, what's your Mount Rushmore of BMX? You pick your four iconic people that you love the most in BMX throughout your life. So who's your Mount Rushmore, Mickey Fleck?
So my fourth special, I think that the first one is a polemic one, is Sean Ricani. But it's because since I'm a kid, man, I need to say that I didn't look straight to anyone, you know, as I want to be this guy. And I wasn't a kid that looked a lot of videos, but they impressed me a lot, you know.
Fuck yeah. I just, after all the recent shit, I just went back and watched all of his videos again, and it's just
Fucked
unbelievable.
up.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Fucked up.
Yep.
So he's one of them. Then the classic Garrett, but I'm gonna, instead of Garrett, for changing a little bit, I'm gonna say Ty.
Nice.
Because back in the days, I like the character he had on the bike, you know?
Yeah, beast mode. And the way you guys hold your handlebars is pretty similar. I noticed you hold your shit towards the edges, and so did Ty. Or so does Ty, I don't know.
I never, it's
It's not intentional,
never
I'm sure.
been.
It's just a coincidence.
Yes. Holder, I like a lot when
Fuck
he
yeah.
was crazy doing, going fast, just eating shit, you know?
Yep. That's a good
And
one. That might be the first Hoder appearance on a mush on somebody's Mount Rushmore. I like that.
ah, he deserves it, man. He's a beast.
Fuck yeah, he
It's
is.
like the way he rides is the way I like, you know.
Yeah.
Don't look the back, go on the front and let's go, you know.
Yeah.
There's no one other word that fully commit. If you don't fully commit,
Doesn't work.
yes. And one more,
One more.
which anybody knows here. It's an unknown rider. No, but this one doesn't count, then I save it for me. I don't know, man, honestly. It's a difficult question,
It
the last
is.
one. But I think that I would say that, I don't know, man.
What a cool Mount Rushmore you have so far. Mike Hoder, Ty Morrow, Sean Ricani. Who else do you like, Mickey? Who else? It's funny to hear that you like didn't really watch videos growing up. It's pretty cool. It's different.
Like right now, I would say that a transition rider has to be in mind, you know.
Fuck yeah.
And I put Cody on it.
Yeah, dude.
Or yes, because I've been on trip with him, and I think that the way he rides transition is special, you know. So.
Fuck yeah, it is. It's like never been done type shit. It's just beautiful. It's like art. I could watch it all
And
day.
I think you will you see a video and you don't know the amount of work he had in deadline. You cannot imagine because I was with him in a trip for the Project X in for Dick, and I saw it with my eyes, and then I was fuck. This is this, you know.
Yeah, he makes it look easy on camera. But I'm sure it's a fuckload of work. And he's a BMX lifer. Like, he's making it happen, living in a van, fucking
Exactly. Yes.
traveling, really doing the
It's on the
thing.
bench in Japan and stuff.
Yeah.
But a difficult question because I'm not a guy that knows a lot from BMX back in the days. Like Road Fools and all of this, I watched this, but recently, you know,
Yeah.
as a kid, I never was in front of a computer for more than 5 minutes, you know. And that
Yeah.
5 minutes was for maybe Sean Ricani or Garrett, the deadline. When I was a kid, I would cry watching the deadline, but just deadline, you know.
Yep. It's crazy. Like, the, 'cause like, I never did, I was the same. Like, I knew my shit from when I was 17, 18, but nothing before. And then as I get older, all the older guys are like, "Oh, you don't know about this?" And I'm like, "All right, fuck, I gotta go do some research. Like, I gotta go do my homework." But it's good to do some research and kind of see the big picture and know the big ones that people are talking about. But to be honest, some people name videos that I'm like, "Yeah," and I have no fucking clue, you know? Like, yeah, video's great.
Like this.
That might be it, dude.
This is my bit. Just wanna shout out to all the guys in BCN for making it real. My little close friends, you know, because all the big scene, I don't really consider that this is what it was before, you know, but my little circle of friends is the same, and shout out to them for making the movement go, you know, because we really have fun. Now I come from a 3 month trip, you know, just my first week in town. You cannot imagine every day we say the amount of stupid things we say, and I missed this. I missed being a kid, you know.
Yeah.
This is why we write,
Fuck
and
yeah.
that's what I had to say, you know.
Shout out to the
Shout out
homies, man.
to the brands for sure, United, to Ian, to Ennis, to Rich, to Ben Bomber for the BB body, for everything. But first is the first, you know.
Yep. Fuck yeah, Mickey. I appreciate you, dude. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for the attention and for the time, my boy.
Yes, sir. Hopefully, we run into each other at some point.
For
I'll
sure, but
obviously it won't be in America soon, but I'll
Likewise.
come overseas. I'll come see you in Barcelona.
Come for sure.
Yeah. Okay, man. You have a good rest of your day. Let's see. How do we end this thing here? All right. Okay, that's it. Thank you for listening. Like, subscribe, rate the show. If you made it this far, rate the show. And yeah, let me know. Let me know what you think. Later.